Hello. Let's look at some cards for January 15th and 16th, 2022, and they are the Six of Wands reversed, the Two of Swords, and the Ten of Coins. Money. It's good to see the solid, stable suit of Earth in today's and tomorrow's cards after all the wobbly weirdness of the last few days. We have the big money card on the table today, which is always exciting to see, all those shiny gold coins. The Ten of Coins is a great card to have in the upcoming or future position, so here it is, if we want it. But we haven't seemed to have decided yet. The Ten of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, is the card of having it all. That is, brings as much material success as you can have on Earth. This is generational wealth. We usually see multi-generations of a family in an old orchard or the walled in courtyard of a grand manor or chateau, a family coat of arms carved into a stone wall. This often means inheritance of money, property, or both, no matter what else is going on in these cards. You're coming into a lot of money, but the indecisive Two of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, today in the center, has to get off the fence. Success is assured, no matter what failures we may have suffered in the past. The Six of Wands clubs your fire in the past position, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, is all about recognition, public appreciation, even celebrity. We see a hero on horseback leading his or her followers, his trophy of laurels held high, red ribbons streaming. In the reverse, the champion rider falls off his horse and the only ones cheering are his haters. Will the rider ever ride again? The Six of Wands in the reverse can mean, among other things, the turning of public opinion and even taste. In the past position, it doesn't really matter whether this card is in the upright or reversed. It's in the past. So, understandably, there is hesitation and indecision with us today, but with the mega-successful Ten of Coins in the upcoming position, it's hard to deny this is anything but a desirable card, indicating success is guaranteed and you're in a much better position than you may be aware of. There may even be an inheritance or even a windfall coming your way, but more likely, this is more about choosing your future direction for massive rewards. The success in these cards is in the future, not the past. We sometimes seem to remember our failures more vividly than our successes, and today we could be talking about any area of our lives. But anyone rich enough to draw the Ten of Coins will tell you they've also drawn the reversed Six of Wands at some point. The Two of Swords can't deny the responsibility that comes with the success and position of the Ten of Coins. The Ten of Coins is respected and admired, but not necessarily loved. On the Ten of Coins, marriages are more mergers. There are no emotional romantic cups here, but of course many people love their money a lot more than whoever it is they've taken life insurance out on. Ignore public opinion. The Two of Swords blocks out everything else in order to carefully consider his or her actions. And there are times when we should. You could be holding out for the most money, which you will get, if that's what you want.